successful TOEFL IBT students give a similar tip. I just recently interviewed TOEFL student Austin Lee for my upcoming TOEFL IBT newsletter. He scored 102 out of 120 on the TOEFL IBT. One of his tips for other students is that they should concentrate heavily on building college vocabulary skills. Another student I interviewed, Susan Young, told me that when she sees new words she does not know, she looks up the meaning of those words in English dictionaries, no longer translating unfamiliar words into Korean, understands these words in simpler English. She will be featured in one of my newsletters as well. As I talk to other countless students who pass a TOEFL test, they all seem to mention vocabulary as a key to scoring high on the TOEFL IBT. Still, vocabulary persists as an obstacle for many students, prompting me to give away a vocabulary list of 1,700 TOEFL words. I figured I should do my part to repay students for many years of fond memories. Furthermore, the first topics of each issue of my monthly TOEFL IBT newsletter focus on vocabulary building, discerning unfamiliar vocabulary and context, and study skill techniques to ensure maximum vocabulary retention. Yes, vocabulary is that important. Finally, my conversations with successful TOEFL IBT students ultimately come down to this. 1. Work very hard to learn college-level vocabulary. 2. Study vocabulary regularly. 3. Remember to see beyond the TOEFL IBT and understand that the rigorous vocabulary study you will do will not only help you for TOEFL IBT, but also prepare you for college reading and writing assignments long after you have passed the TOEFL IBT. Therefore, never give up. Never lose focus. TOEFL students who you may never meet are supporting you in spirit and wishing for your success. You will experience success. For more information, you can go to www.michaelbuckoff.com.